Broadcasting and streaming worldwide from the Golf Club Studios, it's the Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker. Got my new book, 3 Tips to Play Better Golf. Practice, practice, practice. Now, back to Danielle Tucker.
Now, wait a minute. He just took over the show, didn't he? We're going to have a mostly sunny day. Welcome into the clubhouse. Yes, we'll have a little rain in the morning, mainly over the Windward and Mocha areas. And scattered showers possibly in the afternoon just to cool us off because the high today is expected to be 90 degrees. So I'm talking about Windward, like on the Kaneohe side of the Ko'olau, going all the way up to La'ie. It's going to be a hot one. As I said, we are going to have beautiful sunny skies. High today, 90, 85 to 90 degrees. And the trade's not really going to cool us off because there's something like 5 to 15 miles per hour, and I haven't found the 5 yet. So we've got a great show lined up for you today. It's another major. It's the KPG. That is KPMG Women's PGA Championship, played at the Atlanta Athletic Club. Absolutely gorgeous. 1898. We're going to get the history about this club. But first, we're going to talk with Ron Cyrak, PGA of America Lifetime Achievement in Journalism Award recipient. And Kevin Carl, president of the Aloha Section PGA, is going to join us. Sean Christopher Lewis, assistant manager, Liberty National, as well as executive chef. That is the home of the Northern Trust. Brian Tribbett, coming to us from Florida, president of Tampa Pro Shop, and Jeff Babineau, golf writer, also at the KPMG Women's PGA Championship. Wrapping up the show, we'll start off with Ron Cyrak after we thank the people who make this show possible.
Streaming worldwide from sunny Hawaii, it's Danielle Tucker's The Golf Club Radio Show, brought to you by these fine sponsors: Dr. Carlson's Spine and Pain Clinic in Kailua, MD Restoration Water Flood Broken Pipe Cleanup 24/7, Aloha Power Equipment, we keep power at your fingertips, Honolulu Sign, now at 1724 Hart Street, one block Mauka of Nimitz, Sue's Electric and Cranes Inc., keeping Hawaii powered and lifted for 60 years. High-rises, shopping, and commercial centers. Houses and RCM construction for your Spalding repairs. And now, here's Danielle Tucker.
Let's bring Ron Cyrak, award-winning writer, Golf Channel contributor, PGA of America Lifetime Achievement and Journalism Award winner, LPGA Media Excellence Award recipient, and author with Vision 54, the trilogy Lynn Marriott and Pia Nilsson, Play Your Best Golf Now, The Game Before the Game, and Every Shot Must Have a Purpose, published in 8 languages. Welcome into the clubhouse, Ron.
Aloha, Danielle. Thanks for having me on, and what an amazing day we're having here at the Atlanta Athletic Club.
It's phenomenal. It has been phenomenal for the past 2 days watching Nelly Korda, and she's making me nervous as she's using up all of her birdies. Tell us what you're watching.
Well, today Nelly went out. You know, Nelly, who finished with 6 consecutive birdies yesterday, birdied her first 2 holes today, so she had made 8 birdies in a row over 2 rounds. She's 3 under through 8 holes today and has lost 3 strokes to Lizette Salas, who birdied 6 of the first 8 holes.
Wow.
So, yes.
Wow. That is
it. It's a remarkable shootout. It's turning into a 2-woman race right now. Lizette is 16 under through 8 holes. Nelly is 14 under. And then the next closest person to them is 7 under, 7 shots out of second place.
Are they playing just as a twosomes or threesomes?
They're playing threesomes today. They went threesomes off 2 tees to hit the TV window. So they're out there with Celine Boutier, who shot a 64 yesterday. But she's shooting even par today, which is not a bad round of golf in a major championship. But she's become an afterthought in that threesome because Salas and Korda are just tearing it up.
It's incredible to watch them. They're so smooth. The swing and the long putts. I mean, miles of putts when you add it all together, it seems.
Well, the fun thing, too, if you get a chance to see what's going on today, is Nelly Korda is out-driving Lizette Salas on average by 38 yards per hole. So we're having holes where, like, Nelly's hitting 7 or 8 iron into a green, and Lizette's hitting a 3-wood into a green, but Lizette's hitting every green. Lizette's now played, 44 holes in this tournament and hasn't made a bogey yet.
It's a phenomenal golf. Now, Lizette Salas, we haven't heard from her, like in seeing her come up the leaderboard, in quite some time. What has changed?
Yeah, she won the at Kings Mill in 2014, 7 years ago. That's her only victory on tour. She almost won the U.S. or the AIG Women's British Open in 2019 at Woburn. She shot 65 on Sunday, and then Hinako Shibuno rolled in about a 15-foot birdie putt on the last hole to beat her. That's the closest she's come in a major championship, but. She said she's been working on the mental aspect of the game, and that the pandemic, as it did with many people, took a toll on her. She was homeschooling her nephew and was feeling pulled in a bunch of different directions and exhausted, and all of it made her sort of rethink her mental approach to golf and to rethink her priorities and to put a little bit less pressure on herself. And she's playing in a very, very relaxed state of mind right now.
Sort of, I'm lucky that I get to play golf after having gone through this last year. Is that what we're talking about?
Exactly. You know, she sort of realized, homeschooling her nephew, and she was getting worn down by doing that. But then she started to realize how important that was, how serious that was, and how lucky she is that she gets to make a living playing golf.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. A very interesting development within the professional ranks that more and more in all sports of our athletes are coming out and talking about, and some people might say, about the mental anguish that they sometimes feel about their lack of doing right, doing well, doing it perfect, I'm thinking of all the different people who have said something about it, and it's kind of refreshing for them to be so honest. But are they getting pushback?
Well, I think in general, people are more more open and more accepting to the idea of people talking about the issues that they struggle with. There are some people, and I'll see it on social media, who will complain that these people, they make $1 million. And well, that doesn't mean that you can't struggle with important issues out there. And it's become much, much more acceptable to talk about the struggles that you have. And I think that's true not just among athletes. I think it's become true in general in our society. And, it may be one of the positive things that comes out of the whole pandemic situation is that it was a struggle and a grind for everybody, and I think it made everybody be a little bit more honest about the unhappinesses that they have in their life.
Yeah, and making changes as a result. Slowing down. We all had to slow way down, and kind of was nice part of it. I mean, most of it was difficult and trying and horrible for people who actually suffered from the disease, but at the same, other people were like, wait a minute, I really value right now my family and taking the time to really listen and not being in a rush and go, 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 go. And I think that, feels good.
I mean, it's amazing me how many players have talked about the impact that the pandemic has had on them. Some of the players who are from outside the United States. Charlie Hall was saying yesterday, she said, on Monday, I'm going back home. I haven't seen my family in England for over a year.
Wow.
And I'm so much looking forward to seeing my family and friends. Shan Shan Fung is talking about this might be her last tournament, that she might retire, that she might go home, play Olympic golf. And then she realized during the pandemic that her home is half a world away from where the LPGA is based, and maybe she just wants to live closer to home now. So a lot of people have rethought and reorganized their priorities.
Interesting. I was going to ask you about Shan Shan Fung because it's like she is such a character and so loved by not only the fans, but also by everyone who works with her and plays against her. And she's really talented, but she hasn't been doing that well. In fact, she missed the cut. And I guess sometimes when, you know, when you reorganize your priorities, some things don't seem as important anymore as, you know, like being at home with your family versus being on the road and playing golf 9 or 10 or 11 months out of the year. This is a kind of interesting that we're talking about it because KPMG Inspire Greatness Award is part of this. Tell us about the beginning of the week that you experienced before golf started being played.
Yeah, when they started this tournament 7 years ago, a key part of it was, and it was really the way that this alliance of KPMG, the PGA of America, and the LPGA got together to elevate what used to be the LPGA Championship into the PGA Women's PGA Championship. And part of what KPMG insisted was having this empowering women conference early in the week. And it's about, you know, how do we create a system in which we encourage more women to aspire to the C-suite and to make it to the upper levels of management in businesses in all areas of life. So every year they have this day-long conference in which they bring leaders in from sports, from media, from politics. Condi Rice was here this year. She's been here, I think, every year that I've covered this tournament. And they talk about and create this support network to help young women have the opportunities to move to the top levels in the corporate world and the political world.
It's great. Now, you mentioned, Dr. Condoleezza Rice was the first to win the award, the KPMG Inspire Greatness Award, followed by Annika Sorenstam, Ginny Rometty, Admiral Michelle Howard, Mia Hamm, Robin Roberts, and now this year, it's Patty Jenkins, award-winning film director, producer, screenwriter, and she's Wonder Woman, and Wonder Woman,
right? Exactly, she's the Wonder Woman, yep. And you know, and that's the great thing about that award is part of what that award does. It not only recognizes and honors somebody who's created achievement, but it emphasizes to younger people greatness in all aspects of our society. You know, because people are coming from the entertainment industry, from sports, from politics, from the corporate world. It's honoring people across the spectrum of the opportunities that are available to young women.
Yeah, from award-winning writer, producer of movies to Admiral Michelle Howard. You know, I mean, that's definitely across the spectrum. We talk about the KPMG, PGA Women's PGA Championship. Someone suggested a sponsor's name should never be included in a major championship. Your thoughts on that?
Well, you know, it happens in the only place it doesn't happen is on the PGA Tour. U.S. Women's Open doesn't have a sponsor, but the fact is, you need those people to write the checks. Women's golf does not have the same revenue stream that comes in from TV rights money that men's golf has. If you look at what KPMG has done here, this is the sixth consecutive year this tournament's been played on a golf course that previously hosted a men's major championship. That's a huge step forward for the women's in terms of the venues that they go to. The prize money has doubled in the time KPMG's doing this. That's a huge step forward for women's golf. It now gets network TV exposure on the weekends. That's a huge step forward for women's golf. So the involvement of, to me, that's a small price to pay. You put a corporate name, attach it to a major championship, and you gain all those benefits. Better venues, higher purses, better exposure in the media. That's a win-win-win situation in my book.
Absolutely. Couldn't agree with you more. KPMG Women's PGA Championship. Yeah. Say it long and say it proud and say it often. So Nelly Korda on the birdie run, continuing from really Thursday to Friday to today. with Lizette Salas now taking over. I'm looking at Lizette. I think in the time we've talked, she's now two up over Nelly Korda. I feel like they're playing match play.
Yeah, they just made the turn, and Nelly Korda shoots 33 on the front nine and loses three strokes to Lizette Salas, who shoots a 30.
Wow.
So Salas started the day one stroke behind Korda and is now two shots ahead of Korda. It's going to be fascinating to see how these two hold up, because it is match play. They're six strokes ahead of the second place person. Nelly's six strokes ahead of anybody else, and I believe tomorrow they are going to go twosomes and not threesomes. So we're going to see a head to head match that is essentially going to be match play tomorrow.
Yeah, it's phenomenal. This is phenomenal. It's great TV, guys. You got to turn it on and watch. This is Ron Cyrak, and you can follow him at roncyrak.com. Ron Cyrak on Twitter, and he'll always send out information that's so cool, like where you can watch the tournaments, whether it's going to be on Peacock or whether it's going to be on Golf Channel or whether it's going to be on the network. Before you go, though, I am so excited to see Christina Kim. She made the cut. Michelle Wee broke through, right? 77 in the first round, and everybody's like, oh, dear. Then she shoots this great 69 in the second round, and that's thrilling. And I have to ask you, what will be your walk? Who will be who are you going to follow today, this morning, for the rest of the day?
Well, you know, I was out. I went out and I walked the first six holes with Salas and Korda to watch them. And then after the six holes, I remember I had a radio show to do, so I came back. I came back in to do that. Right now they're making my life for tomorrow easy, because that's sort of a writer's dream is for the tournament to be decided in the last group on Sunday, and that looks like what we're building towards right now. But I'm glad you mentioned Michelle, because, you know, she's been involved with this LPGA tie-dye hoodie project, and tomorrow they are relaunching the hoodie, and as part of there's an outing here in Atlanta to raise funds for the Renee Powell Clearview Golf Course Legacy Foundation. Renee, who her father built a golf course in Ohio right after World War II, that he built by hand, and he built it because after the war he found that as a black person there were golf courses that he couldn't play, so he wanted to build a golf course that was open to everybody. So Michelle has been focusing her time and energy and her networking, the people that she knows, to help raise money for the Renee Powell Clearview Legacy Foundation project, and that's what these hoodies are. The revenue's going to is to help Renee Powell.
And we can find the hoodies on lpga.com. So go to lpga.com, right?
Yeah, there's a shop there. I think it's called lpgashop.com, something like that. But if you go to the LPGA's website, you'll find it. You go to their store.
Excellent. And the project, what is it going to do? Does it help the golf course thrive?
Keep it going, yeah. I mean, you know, it's been a hand-to-mouth operation from the very beginning. You know, when Bill Powell built the golf course in 1946, he couldn't afford machinery, and so he built the golf course literally by hand. And it is on the national, it's on the ledger of historic places, but it still needs money to survive. And that's what they're trying to do is sort of create some sort of annuity that that'll help with the operational expenses and keep this golf course that is really of historical significance in this country. Keep it going.
I love the pictures. I saw a presentation about the course and all the people involved. In fact, I think it was on Golf Channel, and Renee Powell was there. And you saw her as she got older through her playing career. It was really well done, and we got to see the course. This is Ron Cyrak, award-winning writer, contributor, PGA of America Lifetime Achievement in Journalism recipient, LPGA Media Excellence Award recipient, and author with, are Lynn Marriott and Pia Nielsen there?
You know, I haven't seen him this week. I saw him at the Olympic Club at the U.S. Women's Open. Because of the pandemic, there are limits on people who can be on property.
That's right.
I don't think they're here this week.
Yeah, okay. But you got to pick up one of their books if you're working on your game. It's Play Your Best Golf Now, The Game Before the Game, and Every Shot Must Have a Purpose. That one's published in 8 languages. Thanks so much for coming off the golf course and walking away from that incredible golf. Ron Syrak, thank you.
Thanks for having me on. Aloha, Danielle.
Aloha. We'll come back after this, and we're going to be talking with Kevin Carl, head professional at Wailea Country Club, and, of course, Aloha Section PGA president. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
When Sears opened here more than 60 years ago, who made all their signs? The Honolulu Sign Company. They moved to 1724 Hart Street off Waikamula Road on the Evaside. They do building marquees, letter signs and lighted signs, parking and tow signs of every kind, OSHA compliance signs, custom signs of all types. Call 847-4047. Licensed and insured, the Honolulu Sign Company is COVID compliant with all the PPE signs you need. Honolulu Sign, serving Hawaii since 1939, where quality and service have not been forgotten. Call 847-4047 now.
After 35 years in business, Aloha Power Equipment is moving to a larger location. Now it's all gotta go. Shindaibu and Mariama up to 25% off. Honda lawnmowers starting at $329. Honda EU2200i generators for $999. All fuel, oil, and lines 25% off. Save big on used equipment, unclaimed repair jobs, display stands. Everything must go. Aloha Power Equipment's moving sale. Come early for the best selection. Weed it, whack it, mow it, blow it. Aloha Power Equipment, Sand Island and Waipahu.
Have you discovered Global Golf Post yet? Global Golf Post is the leading golf in the game. It is a digital magazine. It's published very early Monday morning, delivered to your email inbox before you wake up. And in the pages of Global Golf Post, you will find all the news from the pro tours from the weekend, plus opinion and commentary from many of the best writers covering the game today. You can also read about the latest golf gear from the leading golf equipment brands. Best of all, it's absolutely free. Go to globalgolfpost.com/Hawaii to sign up for your free subscription. You'll become the most informed golfer in your regular foursome. Go to globalgolfpost.com/Hawaii. Do it today.
What do spalling cracks in your cement walls, floors, or ceilings have in common with termites? Both only get worse and more expensive to repair if left alone. What is the answer? RCM Construction. For over 30 years, they have repaired concrete buildings, garages, and decks. Stopped the leaks. Call Richard Malmgren at 808-864-9520. RCM uses state-of-the-art solutions. RCM is COVID safe. Call RCM Construction 864-9520 now.
Wow, what a beautiful day. Let's go back in the clubhouse and listen to Danielle Tucker.
You know, Sue's Electric, if you need an electric project done right, they've kept Hawaii's power on for more than 60 years. And they do everything from high rises to commercial centers. You know, doesn't matter what, if you're building an entire complex of homes, you've got a shopping center, it's got problems, you know, give them a call. Have your project done right, on time, on budget. It's Sue's Electric, lighting the way. And we'd like to give away something fantastic. The Pitch Fix Fusion 2.5, named Best Divot Repair Tool by Golf Digest, 3 years running, okay? Pitch Fix is the global market leader in those switch blades, the divot that you press the button and it kind of opens up for you and then it just folds in. It's really cool. It's very safe too. Don't want to scare you with that. That's the Pitch Fix Fusion 2.5. Okay, all you have to be is the ninth caller. The number is 545-1111, 545-1111. 808 is the area code, 545-1111. And, you know, I'd like to give you a matching aqua brush with it. And the aqua brush is one of the Pitch Fix new products, okay? Pitch Fix USA, they came out with this very cool little aqua brush. And it fits right in the palm of your hand. And you can easily hold your iron and clean out the grooves. With a little bit of water inside, it's so simple to do. Or you can clean your golf ball with it if you're not close to one of those ball washing wonderful contraptions on the golf course that I just find so much fun. And, of course, the kids do, too. So Kevin Carl, head professional Wildlife Country Club, PGA, the Aloha Section PGA president, too, always a guest on the show, Sony Open in Hawaii. He's not able to be here right now. So I want to tell you why he was going to be on the show, because it's so cool. You know, Patriot Golf Day is now on Memorial Day. Patriot Golf Day raises money for the families of wounded or killed service people, not just men, also women, of course. And 2 years ago, Folds of Honor and PGA of America, PGA Hope through PGA Reach, teamed up together. After all, they were raising money for the same reason. They were raising money for veterans, for people who have been wounded, or in the case of Folds of Honor, who've died serving their country. So the participants who were participating in Patriot Golf Day, just one day, you know, celebrities, PGA professional, presidents of companies, they got together. We had the 100 holes golf experience at Ko'olina. It was a whole lot of fun for everybody, and a lot of money was raised. A whole lot of money was raised in Hawaii, and we get a lot of that money back. It's easy to participate, whether you're an individual or maybe you're a professional at a golf course. You'd like to register your club as a PGA member. Just, you know, get out and play and donate and make a difference in the lives of our military families across the United States of America. So, you know, Folds of Honor was founded by Lieutenant Colonel Dan Rooney. It was 2007. And I'm always proud to say he was on my show in 2007 when he first came to the media and said, I'm doing this. His mission, to provide educational scholarships to the spouses and children of the wounded or the killed military service members. And in 13 years, 29,000 life-changing scholarships totaling $145 million have been awarded, and some $14 million-plus has come back to Hawaii. So that's it's amazing. And what they did with 2 years ago, Folds of Honor, PGA of America's PGA Reach teamed up together. And PGA HOPE stands for Helping Our Patriots Everywhere. It's under the PGA Reach umbrella. It's the charitable arm of the PGA of America. So under that, these charitable foundations of the PGA of America, PGA HOPE introduces golf to veterans who have been injured. They now have disabilities, seen or not seen. And getting them out on the golf course not only enhances their physical and mental and emotional and social well-being, it introduces them to other people. It gets them out in that social environment that sometimes they just have not want to be in. And if you know someone who's like closed up, closed in, get in touch with a PGA. Just call a golf course and say, I'd like, do you have a PGA of America member that's you working at your golf course? And I'm sure they'll help you. It's really cool what they do when they help a veteran. The program introduces the game of golf through a 6 to 8 week curriculum. It's taught by PGA professionals. And in Hawaii, we don't have one yet. But I know that the Aloha Section, West Wailahua, is working on it, and it's going to happen. It's going to happen. PGA HOPE has a memorandum of understanding with the Department of Veterans Affairs enabling recreational therapists to refer the veterans to the PGA Hope program as a form of therapy. So a whole lot of benefits for this. And I just really encourage all of you to get out. PatriotGolfDays.com is the place to go. FoldsOfHonor.org is the place to go. And it's just, it's very cool what has happened in Hawaii, because it's not just a day anymore. It's PGA of America stepping up. And here in Hawaii, it's PGA all month long. We're doing the Patriot Golf Days. And in fact, nationally, it's now PGA Golf Days, not just a day. And based on everything I've heard from the PGAs who've been here talking about what they're going to do, they've got tournaments scheduled in September. They're possibly going into the new year, other tournaments, different events. Claude Brousseau, he is teaching at Wailea. If you go and take a lesson with Claude, part of that fee goes to Patriot Golf Days for Folds of Honor. And that is a very cool thing that all of our PGAs are doing. Thank you so much. You know, if you can participate, if you can. And if you can't, we totally understand. But it's just something, it's good to know that this sort of thing is happening. So we're going to get a little bit, engrossed in the world of mixology. I'm so excited because Sean Lewis, Christopher Lewis, Assistant General Manager and Executive Chef at Liberty National Golf Club. I didn't know he had this other side to him. And it was it's wonderful. On YouTube, he has a video and he shows you how to make this particular drink. And just making the ingredients to make the cocktail is quite the learning experience. And it's only 6 minutes long. So you're not spending hours or 30 minutes. And he does it in such a way that you kind of understand everything, even if you don't know anything about anything. So we're going to come back. Sean Christopher Lewis right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
On the road with Little Mike.
Nice door. Nice door.
Hey, that's a beautiful door. Did you sell that garage door, Dad?
Yes, Diane. Rainer Garage Doors has done many fine homes.
Can Rainer do other designs?
Our custom manufacturing means Rainer can build any door an architect can design. We can even use our customers' wood to provide a perfect match with the rest of the house.
What about people who just need security and privacy?
Rainer's full line of doors means we can provide a competitively priced door for every need.
So people get a free consultation, top quality doors, and a fair price. Call my dad at 676-3667.
You just gotta call my daddy now! 676-3667.
This is Little Mike, and that was 18 years ago. It's never too late to call my dad. Rainer Overhead Doors, 676-3667.
Seals Electric has kept Hawaii's power on for more than 60 years. High-rises, shopping and commercial centers, city and county projects. Have your project done on time, on budget, with a tradition of excellence and safety only Seals delivers. Update your facilities with the next generation of cost-saving products. We're COVID compliant. Call 842-1944. That's 842-1944. Across Hawaii, Seals Electric lights the way.
Got a disaster in your business, high-rise, or home? Call MD Restoration, 24-7 Emergency and Disaster Restoration Service. We are totally COVID compliant. Floods, dirty water cleanup, fire damage repair, mold remediation, smoke damage, asbestos abatement, carpet and upholstery cleaning. Call 528-3434. We're also a licensed general contractor. Insurance company experts. Need help now? MD Restoration takes the stress out of your disaster. Get MD cleaned now. Call 528-3434.
What do spalling cracks in your cement walls, floors, or ceilings have in common with termites? Both only get worse and more expensive to repair if left alone. What is the answer? RCM Construction.
For over 30 years, they have repaired concrete buildings, garages, and decks. Stopped the leaks. Call Richard Malmgren at 808-864-9520. RCM uses state-of-the-art solutions. RCM is COVID safe. Call RCM Construction 864-9520 now.
Here's the local rule sign. Keep it in the fairway. It speeds up play. Now, back to Danielle Tucker.
You know, there's an open line, and we have not given away the Pitch Fix Fusion 2.5 yet, the best divot repair tool. And Fusion 2.5 is the best ball mark repair tool I've ever used. This is from PGA Tour and Champions Tour member Chip Beck, a three-time U.S. Ryder Cup team member. He's tried everything. Congratulations to Pitch Fix. Give us a call. Number 808-545-1111. And you're the winner. Speaking of winners, Sean Christopher Lewis, he is now the man with one of the first Golf Kitchen Certification of Culinary Excellence. I'm just so exciting because Diana DeLucia has been working on this for so long. Very excited to see the line is ringing. Let's bring him in. Sean Christopher Lewis, Assistant General Manager, Executive Chef, Golf Kitchen Certification of Culinary Excellence recipient at Liberty National Golf Club, host of the Northern Trust, one of the tournaments leading up to the FedEx Cup Championship finale. It's only in 50 days, 17 hours, give or take just a little bit. Welcome into the clubhouse, Sean.
Aloha, Danielle, and good morning.
Good.
How are you?
Good. It's a great day in Hawaii. It's going to be about 90. The trades are kind of light, but it's going to be a great day.
absolutely.
I'm really, you know, this, what is it like preparing food for all of the guys? Because I'm sure you take care of all the tournament, not only the players, but also their families. What's it like taking care of them as a chef?
It's a great privilege, not only for the players and their families, but for the Liberty members and our partners with the Northern Trust and the PGA Tour. Collectively, just some of the greatest people that I've ever gotten to work with. So it's a lot of fun. You know, the players seem to eat healthy, and they're sticking to their diets as they're professional athletes. But the rest of us, we like to have a little bit more fun. Especially when it comes to some of the, you know, the handheld food and crazy cocktails. So we have some surprises planned for everybody this year. So it's going to be a great tournament in Jersey City come August 16th.
Yeah, Jersey City, August 16th to the 22nd. Tickets are going fast. So just go to the PGA website, pgatour.com, and you'll see it. And there's a link to the Northern Trust, one of those tournaments leading up to the FedEx Cup Championship finale, but the only tournament that has a view of Lady Liberty, the Statue of Liberty there, right across, right in the bay. It's a beautiful view. What a gorgeous club you have.
You know, when I was getting ready for this interview, I was thinking of you in Hawaii, and I think, you know, we're a close second next to those, tropical views that you have down there. But, you know, looking at lower Manhattan, of course, you know, New York Harbor, it's just gorgeous here, and the course is in fabulous shape. All the cylinders are humming, so we're just ready for a great tournament this year. We're ready today. We're in tournament condition today, so it's a great time of year.
Good. In May of this year, Liberty National Golf Club was among the first recipients of the Golf Kitchen Certification of Culinary Excellence. And president and founder of Golf Kitchen, my friend Diana DeLucia, delivered the plaque to Sean Christopher Lewis. And as she said, Sean is a multidimensional chef with specialization in various fields, including culinary, spirits and mixology, wine studies, community outreach, and beekeeping. And I just...
Beekeeping made it in there.
Yes. You know, beekeeping, you have beekeeper. I mean, who takes care of the bees?
I like to make it a community project, but right now, you know, it's me and our head of greenskeeping, Greg James, who's been doing a fantastic job. We work in tandem. We have two colonies, and, you know, we basically did it a couple years back, you know, just to, you know, keep the species going. They have enough troubles as it is between varroa mites and pesticides and all these things. So, you know, to really just, you know, give back to nature, do our part by doing that. Now, we got a little bit of honey last year, which was great, but it's a lot of fun. I'm studying at Cornell. I'm taking my master beekeeper course. I'm about the halfway point right now, and it's just a fascinating species. I've learned so much about it, about them, and from biology to behavior. It's just amazing. So I'm so glad I did it. But a big shout out to Greg James and really my whole team here at Liberty, because everybody pitches in.
So you wear the hood when you go in and you pull out the trays that they live in?
Yeah, if I have to go over just to check things out, I don't usually put on any gear, but if I'm going in and have to, you know, I'm opening up their door, you know, and going in, they're going to want to check me out. But for the most part, they're very docile. The species is Carinola. They're known for being, kind of warm and fuzzy, you know, bees. We give them a little bit of smoke, and that kind of helps calm them and just get them, to where they're not going to be aggressive. But they handle it really well. So, yeah, we do gear up when we go in there, when we have to do some work on the hive.
That's, you are truly an incredible person. All the stuff that you do, and I didn't realize that you were actually one of the beekeepers. Kudos. Super.
Well, thank you.
Yeah.
I hope more people do it.
Yeah.
That's what I'd like to do.
Yeah. We can do at this point is rescue them out of pools. You know, it's like,
yeah.
Let's get the little guy out of there. He doesn't want to be in the water. So now let's, this is the other facet of Sean Christopher Lewis, Assistant General Manager, Executive Chef at Liberty National Golf Club. Assistant Manager, that's huge. Assistant General Manager, that means, you know, he's got to be like real close with all the people and the members and the people who are going to be using the course and organizing everything. And so he's a mixologist. And I was enthralled because, you know, Sean, I did not expect that we would be not only learning how to put together a drink, but we would also be learning how to make the ingredients that go into the drink before we can put together the drink. And that was okay. This is going to be, now, you can find the Sean C. Lewis. You'll find him at Clubhouse Cocktails on YouTube. Okay. And this is the first of, I'm imagining, will be many, because I think it's a really good idea. This is how to demonstrated quite cleverly, by the way you did it, by Sean. And the recipe for the cocktail is there as well. And tell us, am I pronouncing this correct, the avispa?
Yeah, the avispa, which translates into wasp in Spanish. And, I was putting together this cocktail, and, I've studied cocktails. I've been through the Bar 5 Day. I think I have to go back one more time, as Mr. Dale DeGroff has invited me.
Wow.
But this has been something, you know, growing up alongside my grandfather who owned a bar, I've always been in that world. But it wasn't really until maybe about 10 years ago where I really started to take a deeper look into it, the resurgence of the classic cocktails and the history behind them. It's just fascinating. So to make a proper Manhattan, I've had, speaking of Dale DeGroff, I had him here to do the evolution of the martini. And we may have spoken about that before, but, you know, how it was made. Back in the 1800s, it's just amazing how this cocktail has evolved from a gin cocktail to the vodka cocktail that we know today. So I have my own approach, you know, for some different cocktails. I have flavor combinations that I like to put together. Strawberry and rhubarb is classical. You can usually see that in a dessert. And I said, well, I'd like to try that in a cocktail. So, you know, it was what spirit to go with it. And, you know, I had mezcal in mind. Mezcal, you know, it's, you know, they smoke the maguey. It's the agave. They roast it in order to make this spirit. And it's just, you know, when you have a good one, it's just beautiful on its own. And I said, I think that's what I'd like. I like a little smoke with my strawberry and rhubarb and vanilla and lime. So, yeah, I was seeking out, and this was actually during the pandemic, I was seeking out a strawberry liqueur, and I couldn't find one. So I go back to my cooking roots and using sous vide, and so I took a strawberry puree and dehydrated it, you know, and got it very dry, and I put it in vodka, and I sealed it and kind of cooked it sous vide at a low temp, and I tell you on the recipe on the video itself, and then dosed it with sugar and to make my own strawberry liqueur. It's beautiful, pink, fragrant. It's got vanilla. It's clear, yet it has some color. Then we juice the rhubarb, which most people, you know, I don't know if I've ever seen a rhubarb a recipe that called for rhubarb juice. And I was told you can't do that by people that I know in the cocktail world. I'm like, oh yeah, well, let's see. You know, I'd rather find out for myself. And you know, put it all together, and it really turned out to be this fascinating, very boozy cocktail. You know, it. I have to say, when I was done, I was like, wow, there's double the amount of alcohol than in a regular cocktail. Regular cocktail is about 2 ounces. This has about 4. Yeah. So I was like, it's a real stinger. And then, which led me to, you know, mezcal, Mexican, you know, kind of give something with the stinger. So that's where Avispa came in. You know, I gave her its proper name, and it's been amongst the other things that we do here. I got a great bartender, head bartender with Simone Morgan. She's really developing, and so we have some really great cocktails coming out. So this one's been one of the favorites. So yeah, it's been great. So I figured it'd be to launch this program with my partner in it, Diana DeLucia, who's just fantastic. You know, Diana is just she's just got great vision, tremendous work ethic. She cares about her projects, about her people, her chefs, her managers, everybody. She's just a wonderful, wonderful person. So when we started this up, I said, you know, I want to put a cocktail out there that just has a lot of meaning to me, and I think will translate well to the, you know, to the people that get to view this video. So
yeah,
that's a little history behind it.
Yeah. That's good. That's good. Now what I really want everyone to know is about one of the tricks with limes. And, you know, most of us just, like, you know, I don't know, just squeeze it. But yeah. But no. Sean Christopher Lewis, Assistant General Manager and Executive Chef at Liberty National Golf Club, says that's not the way to do it. Okay, explain.
Well, you got these tools, right? So you got this tool where it's just kind of like a handle. It swings over. It's a citrus juicer, and it just squeezes and expresses the fruit. You know, you ever notice when you work with fruit, you know, with citrus, you grapefruit, orange, lemon, lime, you're cutting it, you're working with it, and the best thing that, you know, that comes out of that is you smell your hands, and you've got this wonderful fragrance that comes off it. The oils from that fruit have just gotten all over your hands, and it's just beautiful. So when juicing, the way when you use this juicer, the juice that's going to express the oils from the skin, the juice and the oils are going to mix together, and it's just that juice that you're going to get if you did it the same way by hand, or you know something, you know, some other, even those other citrus juices, the ones that spin and you just put it down on there, it's not the same. So I love the juice on skin contact and the expressing of the oils. I think it's just these little things as you go along make up at the end, you know, a big difference. So I made sure to point that out in the video. Now, I also probably called the lime a lemon about 3 times. I think we edited that out, but that's me. You know, I kind of get things mixed up once in a while. But we have fun, right, Daniel? Yes. That's what it's about. So we have fun making this great cocktail. You got to go check out the video and try it out. And I even give you a substitute if you can't make your strawberry liqueur at home. But everything else is really, really easy. Rhubarb juice, and believe me, if you don't have access to rhubarb juice, find something else. Try it with strawberry juice, or, you know, add something else. And, you know, the thing is that I want people to get creative. I want you to think about not only enjoy what I make, but enjoy what you make and have a little fun behind the bar.
This is Clubhouse Cocktails with John C. Lewis, and you can find it on YouTube, Clubhouse Cocktails. Also on Instagram, Clubhouse Cocktails. That is so simple to remember. So finally, what was that watch you were wearing? Boy, that was one magnificent watch.
Yeah, the watches that, you know, it was interesting. When Diana, we were putting this video together, we wanted to get some really special pieces in. Now, I usually wear, I'm just going to say it's me, I wear a Breitling all the time. That's the watch I wear. And Diana had one of our, you know, friends over at Only Buying Time. So I think it's the Richard Lang Jumping Seconds, and they had this display of watches. I was overwhelmed at, like, I like watches, and I was like, you know, they're like, you know, if you want to wear one, wear one of these. We'll be happy to, you know, dress you with this watch. So at the Instagram, it's at Only Buying Time, and the watch itself was a Richard Lang Jumping Seconds by A. Lang. Just, you know, an incredible, classy timepiece. I think it's like one of like five in the world or something. It was, and they told me the price on it. I was, as soon as we were done shooting, I'm like, all right, somebody take this off my hand, because I'm known to break things. I break things a lot. You know, I'm just kind of rough. So take this off my hand, because I don't want to break it. But a really, really beautiful timepiece.
Really good talking with you, Sean Christopher Lewis, Assistant General Manager, Executive Chef at Liberty National Golf Club, a golf kitchen certification of culinary excellence. And we have a lot in common. We like bees, and we break things. Real good talking with you. Thank you so much.
Danielle, thank you, and take care.
You too. Aloha. Well, Brian Tribbett is going to be with us. Tampa Golf Shop. Okay? And I just made a mistake. It's the Tampa Pro Shop. Tampa Pro Shop. I see I broke something. Brian Tribbett, president of Tampa Pro Shop. You'd be surprised. You can go there. Go to TampaProShop.com and look at all the things that they have. They have some awesome Father's Day specials, okay? Huge discounts. So you need to get to know them. TampaProShop.com. And there's a price point where you get free shipping, and it's not that much. We're going to come back with Brian Tribbett. He's the president of TampaProShop.com. After this, my name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
When Sears opened here more than 60 years ago, who made all their signs? The Honolulu Sign Company. They moved to 1724 Hart Street off Waikamula Road on the Eva side. They do building marquees, letter signs and lighted signs, parking and tow signs of every kind, OSHA compliant signs, custom signs of all types. Call 847-4047. Licensed and insured, the Honolulu Sign Company is COVID compliant with all the PPE signs you need. Honolulu Sign, serving Hawaii since 1939, where quality and service have not been forgotten. Call 847-4047 now.
What's worse than living with constant pain? Not doing anything about it. Back, neck, hip, knee, all things chronic pain. Who do I see? Dr. Jonathan Carlson at Hawaii Pain and Spine Clinic on Oahu, where the Aloha spirit meets innovation and patient care. Dr. Carlson is a double board certified pain specialist. Call 452-1379 now. Don't spend another hour in pain. Go to HawaiiPain.com for more information. Call 452-1379, 452-1379 for an appointment at Hawaii Pain and Spine. Reclaim your life with Dr. Carlson.
After 35 years in business, Aloha Power Equipment is moving to a larger location. Now it's all gotta go. Shindaibu and Mariyama up to 25% off. Honda lawnmowers starting at $329. Honda EU2200i generators for $999. All fuel, oil, and lines 25% off. Save big on used equipment, unclaimed repair jobs, display stands. Everything must go. Aloha Power Equipment's moving sale. Come early for the best selection. Weed it, whack it, mow it, blow it. Aloha Power Equipment, Sand Island and Waipahu.
Got a disaster in your business, high-rise, or home? Call MD Restoration, 24-7 emergency and disaster restoration service. We are totally COVID-compliant. Floods, dirty water cleanup, fire damage repair, mold remediation, smoke damage, asbestos abatement, carpet and upholstery cleaning. Call 528-3434. We're also a licensed general contractor, insurance company experts. Need help now? MD Restoration takes the stress out of your disaster. Get MD cleaned now. Call 528-3434.
The golf club tip number 47. When mad about your slice, don't hit the tree with your driver. Break it over your knee.
Now back to the golf club with Danielle Tucker.
Welcome back into the clubhouse. Did you go to TampaProShop.com? Bridgestone, TaylorMade, and more. 25% off all golf balls. Etonic. Buy golf products online at Tampa Pro Shop. Save $100. Blue tees, rangefinders at Tampa Pro Shop. All of this and a whole lot more, plus gift cards. Yes, it's all at TampaProShop.com. Brian Tribbett is the president. Welcome into the clubhouse, Brian.
Thank you, Danielle. It's a pleasure to speak with you.
You know, you're in Florida, and you reached out, and I want to know, tell us the story. How did you get from Florida to Hawaii?
Well, I'd rather it be by plane, but we'll take the phone call here this morning. But I had quite a few orders come through from several people in Hawaii. So what I did was I reached out to various people in Hawaii. I was looking for some podcasts maybe, and came across your show. And I said, you know what? What better way than, you know, to promote our business than to contact Danielle Tucker on the Radio Golf Club show? You know, this was a fantastic find, and I couldn't thank you more for working with me.
Oh, you're fabulous. I mean, the first thing Brian did was send me these fabulous Bridgestone golf balls, and we're going to give away a dozen Bridgestone golf balls to the ninth caller. Y'all, it's 545-1111, 808-545-1111. I don't care where you're calling in from, because I'll send them to you priority mail. They all fit in those little boxes that they have. The number is 808-545-1111. So when did you start your store, Brian?
Well, it kind of started as a hobby, like we had talked about. It really took off in November of 2020 when, you know, the supply chain issues kind of limited what my company was able to sell. I was in sales. My wife, who was the driving force behind it all, said, "Babe, you've got to take this little hobby of yours of selling used golf products online and just do something with yourself." So as I sit here on my severance pay for the rest of the year, I said, you know what I'm going to do is I'm going to track down some of these sales reps, and was able to get in touch with my Bridgestone rep, David, who's been great for us, and Steve Colton from Encore. Those guys really took a shot on me with really no real e-commerce experience at the time. But with their support, it has just been overwhelming, and you know they help out so much, and it's really made you know our business a success in just a short amount of time.
It's wonderful. Orders by 2 p.m. your time ship the same day.
Yes, ma'am. As long as we can get that order in by 2 p.m. Eastern, we get those out the same day.
That's great. And orders over $99 ship free.
Absolutely, no questions asked. Ships free. $99, it's yours.
And that includes Hawaii?
Absolutely. Yes, ma'am. It does. It goes right to Hawaii. We ship stuff there all the time, and when those orders hit 99, we pack them up in a box, and out they go.
That's wonderful because, you know, so many people say, oh, yeah, we don't ship to Hawaii.
Yep. Hawaii and Alaska, that seems to be our normal questions is, hey, $99, does that get me out here in Alaska? Absolutely.
Right
on. As long as it's within the 50 states, it's free.
Right on. Okay, so this limited edition USA flag by Encore, tell us about it.
So what Encore does is right around each holiday, whether it be Memorial Day or 4th of July, what they do is they are new to printing logos and graphics and print on their golf ball. So they're really now catching up with their competition. So what we're doing is partnering with them, and if you want that ball, you come to us, we order it direct from Encore, and it ships directly to you.
Wow. And this is the, I see it. It's very nicely done. It's got a nice flow to it. You know, you could, the way the flag is, it tapers and like it's in the wind. It's a special edition USA flag ball from Encore Golf, customized with their American flag graphic. And if you order it before June 28th, it will get to you in time for the 4th of July. So when you're out on the course, you can show off your special golf balls. And it's something else that I didn't have a clue. 25% off all golf balls, new and recycled.
Yes, ma'am.
Or used. Or how do you call it? How do you phrase that?
Well, we like to use the soft term recycled. You know, when you hear the term used, you may think of a car.
Yeah.
So with recycled, you know, we find them in the woods, in the bushes, and in the ponds all the time when I'm out searching for mine. And what I've done is I've partnered with a golf ball diver here locally, and he hits all of the major courses, everything from Sawgrass all the way down to, you know, the Miami, Fort Lauderdale area. So he goes all over the place. So we get really, really good quality recycled golf balls from him, which then are cleaned, disinfected, and then packed into individual clear poly clamshells and then sent out to our customers.
Wow. So you could get, like, real interesting logos on those golf balls.
Oh, absolutely. We've had them from TPC Louisiana. We've got stuff that has been for, you know, charity events. So sometimes you'll get some of these balls with random logos from all over the United States. Just depends on which area in Florida they come from and who's been playing them. But a lot of times the really good stuff we get comes from TPC Sawgrass up in Jacksonville and Innisbrook here in Tampa.
I bet. Really good stuff. Yes. 25% off all golf balls, new and recycled. And it's TampaProShop.com. Orders over 99 are free. And those are Bridgestone, TaylorMade, and more, 25% off, new. And it's great. You're doing a fabulous service to the golfers. How are you doing? Do you notice that whether the people who just started in the business of getting into golf, or I shouldn't say business, but it is in a way, the way we have to work so hard, it's almost, how can I learn this game? I've got to go there all the time and practice. And that becomes almost like a job. So I digress. We have had a lot of new golfers come into the game since the pandemic. And my question to you is, do you think those new golfers will stay with the game?
Well, I hope so. I know that, you know, the golf industry itself has grown tremendously during the pandemic. And as long as people make this a habit, is how we like to phrase it. If, you know, and the saying goes, 21 straight days of an activity create a habit. So if you're out there golfing for 21 straight days, sometimes myself, it does become a habit as much as a, you know, an addiction, if you will. But I see a lot of the golfers really staying with this now that they really have become accustomed to getting out on the course. They see how fun it is, and sometimes frustrating, even myself. But, you know, it's something that I really think people are going to stick with.
Yeah, exactly. And it's all in your expectations when you go out on the golf course. You know, don't have you know, expectations of shooting under 100 if you're normally shooting 130. You know, it just,
that's right.
That'll really frustrate you. You know, you have these ideas that you're going to be perfect. Nobody's perfect. There is no perfect swing, right? And so you hope you can repeat a fabulous swing, but it's unlikely. You're really active on social media and a whole lot of fun. Yes, you have this really cool. Tell us all the different places you're at. Where can we find you?
We are on Instagram mainly at Tampa Pro Shop, so you can follow us there. My wife has been a big advocate for really driving our social media page, so you'll see her on a lot of the posts, which tend to get a little bit more reaction because, you know, she's a lot cuter than I am. So, and I got a happy wife, happy life here. So it's one of those where she really is the motivating driving force behind our social media. We do have our Facebook page at Tampa Pro Shop as well. We do focus more on Instagram, and that is really where a lot of our followers and our customers have found us. And you know, so that's where we tend to focus most of our time.
Okay, and let me see. I wasn't joking. Blue Tees rangefinders at Tampa Pro Shop. You save $100?
Yes, ma'am. So when we partner with Blue Tees rangefinders as a new vendor and a new customer for them, they've given us the capability to heavily discount the rangefinders temporarily until kind of the newness wears off and people realize that we are a authorized dealer for Blue Tees rangefinders. So they've been really, really good about working with us.
Excellent, and I love your logo. It's such a cool logo. Tell us where that you came up to that logo.
Well, you know, here in Tampa, in just the Tampa Bay in general, the Tampa Bay Rays are the MLB team here in the area, and people love the Stingray here. So when I started thinking of different ways to have a logo designed, I was working with my graphic designer, and literally it was the first thing that she had made. And when I saw the tail of that Stingray as a T, I was sold. And we went right with that. I mean, there was no going back and forth, making corrections. It was just, that's the one right there. So as soon as I saw it, that was the one.
That was the one. It's TampaProShop.com. TampaProShop.com. You guys go check it out because there's some really good deals here and free shipping on orders over $99. Thanks so much for being on the show, Brian.
Thank you, Danielle, for having me, and we look forward to speaking with you again.
Yes, you'll be on again. We're going to say have a wonderful – how hot's it going to be? It's going to be about 90 here.
Oh, well, yeah, it's going to be similar to that as well, but the humidity is really what takes us takes us a little bit warmer.
Oh, we sound like we're in the same place. Brian Trivett is president, and Tampa Bay Pro Shop is the name of his company. And you can find him at Tampa Pro Shop. It's not Tampa Bay, Daniel. It's Tampa Pro Shop. You should never have said Bay. It's your fault, Brian.
I know. It is my fault. That's okay. I'm used to being at fault here in the house, so that's totally fine.
TampaProShop.com. Aloha, Brian.
Aloha to you. Thank you.
We're going to come back. We've got to go back to, yes, the KPMG Women's PGA Championship at an amazing, 1898. And there's so many questions I have. We'll be back after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
The Golf Club tip number 72. Don't throw your club over the fence. It slows down play. We'll be right back with Danielle Tucker in a few moments.
Seals Electric has kept Hawaii's power on for more than 60 years. High-rises, shopping and commercial centers, city and county projects have your project done on time, on budget, with a tradition of excellence and safety only Seals delivers. Update your facilities with the next generation of cost-saving products. We're COVID compliant. Call 842-1944. That's 842-1944. Across Hawaii, Seals Electric lights the way.
Oh, yes. Excuse me. I'm over here looking at Diana DeLucia. Just sent a message. She said that was awesome. Thank you, Diana. We are K-O-R-L-Y-N-I, Honolulu.
After 35 years in business, Aloha Power Equipment is moving to a larger location. Now it's all gotta go. Shindaibu and Maruyama up to 25% off. Honda lawnmowers starting at $329. Honda EU2200i generators for $999. All fuel, oil, and lines 25% off. Save big on used equipment, unclaimed repair jobs, display stands. Everything must go. Aloha Power Equipment's moving sale. Come early for the best selection. Weed it, whack it, mow it, blow it. Aloha Power Equipment, Sand Island and Waipahu.
What's worse than living with constant pain? Not doing anything about it. Back, neck, hip, knee, all things chronic pain. Who do I see? Dr. Jonathan Carlson at Hawaii Pain and Spine Clinic on Oahu, where the Aloha spirit meets innovation and patient care. Dr. Carlson is a double board certified pain specialist. Call 452-1379 now. Don't spend another hour in pain. Go to HawaiiPain.com for more information. Call 452-1379, 452-1379 for an appointment at Hawaii Pain and Spine. Reclaim your life with Dr. Carlson.
On the road with Little Mike.
Nice door. Nice door.
Hey, that's a beautiful door. Did you sell that garage door, Dad?
Yes, Diane. Rainer Garage Doors has done many fine homes.
Can Rainer do other designs?
Our custom manufacturing means Rainer can build any door an architect can design. We can even use our customers' wood to provide a perfect match with the rest of the house.
What about people who just need security and privacy?
Rainer's full line of doors means we can provide a competitively priced door for every need.
So people get a free consultation, top quality doors, and a fair price. Call my dad at 676-3667.
You just gotta call my daddy now!
676-3667.
This is Little Mike, and that was 18 years ago. It's never too late to call my dad. Rainer Overhead Doors, 676-3667.
Got my new book, 3 Tips to Play Better Golf. Practice, practice, practice. Now, back to Danielle Tucker.
Congratulations, Rick of Eva Beach. You have won a wonderful box of golf balls. And congratulations, Noah. I used to live in Ka'ava. Noah, you've won the Pitch Fix 2.5 and the Aqua Brush, and you are going to like them. They're beautiful colors, too. We're going to have to ask, Rick will have to ask you, not Rick, who's won golf balls, but the executive producer will have to ask what your favorite color is. Jeff Babineau, he works for Clubs Help. He writes for PGA.com, PGA of America, and Morning Read. He's covered over 100 major championships, but who's counting? Welcome into the clubhouse, Jeff.
Hello, Danielle. How are you?
I'm good. Hey, I want to congratulate you, Jeff Babineau. You called it last weekend. John Rahm won before the tournament was even over. He had already won.
How about that? You know, every now and then. Just had a good feeling about John Rahm last week. I know Torrey Pines is a special place to him. And it kind of it took him a little while. He was just kind of a steady duck floating along the water there for a while. And then when big things needed to happen on Sunday and a lot of other guys were heading the other way, he was the steady force that got it done. So it was a great tournament and a great win for John.
Yeah, it was really something. At first, I didn't understand because I had kind of lost track of how far back Louis Oosthuizen was. So I was like a little confused. I thought he was going to do well, and he just kind of lost the role. What did you feel? It's the second time he's come in second.
Yeah, I feel bad for Louis a little bit. He's been second in all the majors, and it was the Open Championship he won in 2010 at St. Andrews. But he's, you know, a six-time runner-up now at the majors, and he played so well. He just had a couple unfortunate shots coming in. He missed a shot left at 17 that led to a bogey, and he didn't drive it in the fairway at 18, which he needed to do to hit that green and give himself an eagle chance. So You know, he finishes bogey par where, or I'm sorry, he did birdie 18, but he needed eagle there to force a playoff. And, you know, Rahm made birdie, and that was the difference.
Exactly right. He was, and they were cheering him like he was winning. And I was like, wait a minute, it's not over yet. And then I realized that, yeah, well, maybe it was. And it was. So now we're at the KPMG Women's PGA Championship at the Atlanta Athletic Club. They're playing on the Highlands course, and this club was established in 1898. And what I find fascinating is how it kind of moved as the community moved. Tell us more about this place.
Yeah, I mean, it basically got its start at the East Lake property, which has been, you know, renovated in the 90s, where we see the Tour Championship each year. You know, East Lake hosted the 63 Ryder Cup. But in the 70s, the club kind of moved north of town up to Duluth. I guess it's Johns Creek area. And establish a wonderful property. I mean, it's, you know, 36 holes of championship golf and a 9-hole par 3 course is here. There's an incredible tennis facility where they've had big tennis tournaments. And there's just kind of, you know, big-time golf is kind of in the DNA here. So they've hosted all kinds of great championships through the years. And the KPMG Women's PGA coming here completes pretty much everything you could host. You know, they had the men's open, the women's U.S. Open, three PGA championships, and now the KPMG Women's PGA. So I think the membership really enjoys hosting these great players and the great championships, and just adds to the history and lore of this club.
It's interesting. Bobby Jones, wasn't he one of the, I mean, what a handsome man he was.
He was, yeah. I have a picture of him at home. I guess I don't want to brag or anything. He looked exactly like my grandfather.
Wow.
And I saw this picture, and I got to have it on my wall. But he had a huge role here. You know, it was later in his life, but there's a terrific room here. Anyone that ever visits here, there's a Bobby Jones room that you can get lost in for more than an hour or 2 hours if you want. It's just the history on the walls. When there's pictures of him, you know, he had that Hollywood edge to him too, you know, that part of his life where he was, it shows him seated the night before they were going to show the premiere of Gone with the Wind. So he had that, you know, and that side of him, but he also had the great golf championship side and all the major championships, of course, the Grand Slam in 1930. And there's a letter on the wall here shortly before his death. He wrote to the USGA telling him about opening this facility and the 36 holes here and asking for a U.S. Open. I think he was asking for 1975, and, of course, they played the U.S. Open here in 1976 after his death, and Jerry Pate won. So that kind of got this place off and going.
Yeah, boy, it's just really exciting to see how much great golf is being played at the KPMG. I'm just incredulous at the difference between, you know, the two at the top, Lizette and Nelly, and then, well, look at Patty Tabatanikit just came shooting up too. But still, she's nine under, and right. And Nelly's 14 under, and Lizette is 15 under. You know, you've really got to play some stellar golf to finish this one out today, and then come back again tomorrow to have a chance to beat them.
Yeah, I mean, this is a long golf course. Lizette Salas is not, you know, she's a very medium-length hitter. Nelly Cord is out there hitting, you know, short irons into greens where Lizette's hitting hybrids. And she just made her first bogey of the tournament on the 46th hole at the tough 10th hole here. So pretty amazing at this place, which has a lot of length. The rough isn't easy to get out of. There's, you know, a lot of holes have trees on one side and lined with fairway bunkers on the other. You really have to be exact, and to avoid making bogeys out here for 45 holes is really an amazing stat. It sets up for a really good weekend here.
It sure does, and it's like they're playing match play. The way they're, you know, it's just there's three What happened? Céline Boutier must feel.
Deflate, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what it feels like now. It feels like these two are kind of pulling away from the field. But Céline Boutier and Patty Kvitanikova are trying their best to kind of hang in there and stay within shouting distance going into Sunday.
Exactly. Who have you been? I assume you've been walking with the leaders, watching that. Is there anybody
I mean, Nellie Cord is impressive. I mean, reeling up, she made 8 straight birdies at one point when you add her 2 this morning to the 6 she finished with yesterday. I mean, that's incredible out here. I mean, there's a tucked pin out here far left on the first hole back in the green. And, there's just some pins you look at and you go, well, that's not a pin that you're going to be going after. And Nellie came right out of the gates today firing and hit one right of a right pin. So it's kind of set the tone that she's going to stay aggressive. And I'm really impressed with her. She's looking for that first major. She's number 4 in the world. It would be huge for Lizette Salas to take her down for sure. And Lizette's playing very well, but you just get that feeling. It's almost like a David versus Goliath type thing.
Well, height has something to do with it. Isn't like Nellie 6 feet tall or something, or close to it?
She's pretty tall. Yeah, very athletic. Her parents very athletic, and she hits it a long, long way. She and her sister. So she's playing a different style of golf than Lizette. But I mean, Lizette's out there getting it done. So that's kind of the beauty of golf.
Exactly what I was thinking. You took the words right out of my brain.
Right out of your mouth.
So in the beginning, is the new commissioner, Molly Marcoux-Samon, would she be on site already to check out?
I heard she was going to be on site this weekend, but I've not seen her on site. It's really a cool tournament, too. Beyond the golf, you have the KPMG Leadership Summit and what they do with the future leaders and scholarships, and that part of it makes it a whole kind of celebration of golf for the week. So I think the LPGA commissioner is expected here this weekend, which will be really cool. And I think she's going to really like what she sees at this event. I think this event has raised the bar for all the women's majors, and that's a really good thing.
Yeah, it is a really good thing. I was looking at the film director, the award-winning film director, Patty Jenkins, who got the KPMG Inspire Greatness Award. And that was that was very cool. And then I was reading, so who's Patty Jenkins? I always almost thought, Dan Jenkins' daughter. She's a great writer.
Right.
And then Patty Jenkins, and I looked her up and I went, oh, right. She's the writer and director of Wonder Woman. And Wonder Woman 1984.
Really good.
Yeah.
And they had the Duke basketball coach, Carol Lawson. I know she spoke. Paul Knopp, who is the CEO and I guess the U.S. chair for KPMG, we asked him about, 7 years in with KPMG's involvement here, what impact has he seen with the leadership summit? And he was saying 20% of the women that have participated in their leadership summit have been promoted to C-suite type jobs. So they're seeing an impact off the course and seeing really good things on the course with the performers here, the field in women's golf. The global pool just gets better and better all the time. I mean, you could say that we see the Olympics in women's golf week to week.
Yeah, we do.
So it's we really do. So it's just a really cool thing to watch.
Yeah. Okay, and it's another cool thing is the involvement of athletes, male athletes, in the women's game. I saw you have 2 Twitter accounts.
I know, yeah. It's because I'm so non-technically savvy, I don't know how to get rid of one.
Yeah, you don't want to leave all those people that have been following you there, right? I don't blame you. Okay, so Kent Bazemore, the Golden State Warrior. Michelle Wee
former
was
Atlanta Hawk.
He was, now he's an Atlanta Hawk?
No, he formerly, so he's very familiar with Atlanta.
Oh, gotcha. Okay,
right.
And so he was playing in the Pro-Am with Michelle Wee West?
He was, and it was Kent Bazemore and another teammate, Dion, I'm going to forget his last name, of the Warriors, that walk to the plane wearing the LPGA hoodies.
Yes.
These tie-dye hoodies that Michelle Wee brainstormed, and it really took off. I mean, these things sold out, and they've kind of become a thing to kind of try to get your hands on when you can, when they get restocked and everything. And, yeah, it's really cool. And then I think I retweeted, he paid one of the players out here, I think he paid her Q school fees. Just a really cool guy. He's really impressed by the level of play out here and the athletes out here. And it's just cool to see the popularity that golf is getting across the board in sports, right? So I just watched a thing with James Corden and Tom Brady playing golf, doing a goofy thing. And I just think it's really cool we're seeing all these athletes in the golf space.
Yes. Tom Brady, golfer. James Corden?
But it James was, Corden needs a word.
Yeah, he needs it. Yeah, Hannah Gregg is the one who Kent Bazemore paid the the Q score.
Yeah, that really was nice. Really good.
Very nice. Really cool. Because, you know, we don't think about all the things that it takes, not only the travel, but also, you know, where do you stay, all the expenses to be an aspiring golfer. Did anybody think there was a Q school entry fee? You know, no, most people don't think about that, but there's so many things you have to have, so many supporters you have to have. Well, I really I want to thank you. Is there something that you wanted to talk about that I didn't let you?
No, you let me talk about it all. I appreciate it.
Oh, I enjoy having you on the show.
We talked about the U.S. Open, the women's majors.
Yes.
I think we covered it.
I think we did, too. But I really wanted to start off with congratulating you picked him. And as Ron was winning, I was thinking of, yes, way to go, Jeff. Jeff Babineau. Yes, we're going to have you on just to talk about clubs help.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Yeah, good.
I'll bring some people with me. We'd love to do that.
Excellent.
That's perfect.
Excellent. So Jeff Babineau works for Clubs Help. He writes for PGA.com, PGA of America, and Morning Read. And he's covered over 100 major championships. This is all old hat to him. Thanks for being on the show, Jeff.
Mahalo, Danielle. Thank you.
Aloha. We're going to thank the people who make this show possible, okay? First off, I just want to tell you I love those kids. Rainer Doors and the kids, you know, they're adorable. And they touched on all the most important points, and that is safety, convenience. You create a new room, you know, and it's marvelous. Just look at them and think of it. You want to match the wood. They can match the wood that you want to match. They can make whatever you can afford, you know, into something spectacular, because that's what Rainer Doors does. And their number is 676-3667. Aloha Power Equipment, their moving sale. Yeah, it's going to keep on going until the store's empty and they've moved over to the new place, because who wants to drag all the stuff that you have, you know, let's sell it so that we don't have to move with a lot of stuff. We put power at your fingertips and tips for everything you need, including the Honda mower. It's on sale. Sand Island and Waipahu stores. Honolulu Sign, they do exterior building signs, real estate and lighting signs, parking signs, interior signs, yes, PPE signs. Honolulu Sign, they do signs of all kinds. And they're on Hart Street now. Hawaii Pain and Spine, Dr. Jonathan Carlson. I'm telling you, if you're suffering through the night with these aches and pains and you're not getting a good night's sleep, you're not doing you or your family any good, and you don't have to be in pain. It's not necessarily. Dr. Jonathan Carlson's really good. He's not going to tell you that you have to go undergo surgery. He's going to tell you, let's see what we can do for you without surgery, because you don't need to be in pain. That's Hawaii Pain and Spine. They're in Kailua. MD Restoration, flood or fire disasters. Have you ever had something break in the house and you're just staring at the water? Like, what happened? Where do I turn that off? Well, what if you have no control over turning something off? You've got a flood. You've got a fire disaster. You need help right away, 24/7. When disaster strikes, call MD Restoration. And remember, they're contractors too. So they'll see the situation. They'll be able to put things back in order for you after, of course, they've done all the remediation. The number is 528-3434. And Sue's Electric, keeping the lights on, the power on for more than 60 years. High-rises, shopping and commercial centers, city and state projects. Have your project done right, on time, on budget. It's Hughes Electric, lighting the way. Global Golf Post. They're all digital, and it's a really cool publication. And it is free. All you do is put your email in, go to Global Golf Post. Thank you for your mana, and may you hit the sweet spot every time. It's easier now with those new clubs they're coming out with. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is the club, the Golf Club.
You've been listening to the award-winning Golf Club radio show with Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club Network statewide. Tune in next week, and we'll tee it up together only on the Golf Club.
Copyright 2021.